السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards independence and self-determination. The one who addresses Allah the Exalted on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, matters which the heart cannot deal with, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues. Imam al-Hussein's words with Ubaidullah bin Hur al-Ju'fi. O Ibn al-Hur, indeed, the inhabitants of your city wrote to me that they were united in helping me, and they requested me to come to them. But the reality of the affair is the reverse of what they had expressed. And as you have committed a lot of sins, would you like having an opportunity for repentance to nullify them? You help the son of your prophet's daughter and fight together with him. However, if you wish to turn away from us, we no longer need your horse nor you. For I would not take as helpers those who lead men astray. And as you advised me, I do advise you. If you can, take refuge at a place far away from us, so as not to hear our cry of help, and so as to not witness our battle. By Allah, nobody hears our cry of help and abstains from helping us, unless Allah shall throw them in the fire.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Husayn, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah shifa'a fi turbatihi.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom. Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed. Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him. Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammal bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahduk al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. Sallallahu alayki Abu Abdullah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr Ruhani explaining to you some aspects of Imam al-Hussein's discourses. On the way of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam from Mecca to al-Kufa, it was at Bani Muqatil station that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam understood that Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi was at the same place. Please note carefully that Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi was a renowned person in al-Kufa. And then Imam al-Hussein al-Salam first dispatched al-Hajjaj ibn Masruq to Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi to invite him to come to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And at the same time, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wanted to attract Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi toward himself. Then we find that Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi indicated it that the reason for his leaving al-Kufa was simply because he noticed that a large crowd of people, I mean Kufans, had gathered in order to launch a very massive army against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And as he simply didn't want to be recognized as one of the slayers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he left al-Kufa. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, upon receiving such kind of explanation from Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, together with some of his companions, went to him, to Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi. And now, at this, I mean, in this stage, we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam directly spoke with Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi. Then Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi welcomed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, but upon receiving the news and the request of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he mentioned some excuses and indicated to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that he wasn't ready to help him. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam mentioned it to Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Ju'fi that as he had committed many sins in his lifetime, certainly he would need a way out in order to achieve the paradise in the world hereafter. And when Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Jawfi requested, inquired about a way to achieve paradise. Imam al-Husayn al-Islam explained it to him that the way would be only through helping Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. However, we find that Ubaydullah ibn al-Hurr al-Jawfi rejected Imam al-Husayn al-Islam's offer of salvation to him. And in this way, we find that those people who never helped Imam al-Husayn al-Islam later on, after the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, they felt deeply sorry. However, that feeling of sorry, sorry for not helping Imam al-Husayn al-Islam never helped those people who failed to help him. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Assalamu alaikum, Abu Abdullah.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك من